Hey there, AI enthusiasts. Welcome to the AIExpert.world podcast, your daily dose of all things artificial intelligence. I'm Max Megahertz.
And I'm Mindy Motherboard.
We're thrilled you're joining us as we bring you the latest headlines, breakthroughs, and let's be honest, occasional head scratchers in the world of AI.
Absolutely.
That's right, Mindy. Today, we're taking a deep dive into four fascinating AI developments reported just today on AIExpert.world. We've got stories about taming those wild LLM updates, building AI worlds to order, speeding up AI image generation, and even running large language models on your own computer. So buckle up, because this is going to be a fun one.
It really does feel like we're on the edge of some major breakthroughs in AI, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love to jump right into the deep end. So let's start with this first story about MUSCL. This is a brand new technique that aims to make those frustrating LLM updates a thing of the past.
You know the ones where you're happily using an AI tool? Then a new update comes along, and suddenly it's not as reliable anymore. It's like taking a step backward.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what's the point of an update if it actually makes things worse? But MSLE is trying to solve this problem by using something called a compatibility adapter. Imagine training the new model to remember the best parts of the old one. It's like having a built-in safety net for updates.
And what's fascinating here is that this compatibility adapter acts as a bridge between the old and new models, guiding the learning process so the new model doesn't forget what worked well before. The research on MSLE shows it can actually reduce these negative flips where the update makes things worse by up to 40%.
40%? That's huge. Think about those software updates that made your phone or computer glitch out. MSLE wants to avoid that in the AI world. Okay, so on to the next headline, which is all about building custom AI worlds with something called Krotl Synth.
Krotl Synth is a system that creates these synthetic image-text pairs, offering a powerful alternative to messy real-world data.
Messy how? Isn't real-world data the best kind of data to train AI with?
In theory, yes. But in practice, real-world data is full of errors, privacy issues, and often lacks examples of the rare or unusual. It's like trying to learn a new language from a textbook with missing pages and coffee stains all over it. Krotl Synth lets you control exactly what kinds of images and text are generated. It's like building a custom AI training ground.
So instead of just throwing any old data at an AI, you can create these perfectly curated data sets. That's pretty wild.
Exactly. It works by breaking down an image into a set of tags, then using those tags to guide the generation of new text and images. Let's say you're training an AI to detect early signs of skin cancer from a simple phone picture. Krotl Synth could help create diverse training data even for rare skin types or lighting conditions, which could lead to more accurate diagnoses.
Now that you mention it, this type of technology could be a game changer for all sorts of medical applications. Imagine being able to train AI to recognize incredibly rare diseases that only a handful of doctors around the world have ever seen.
That's exactly the kind of potential Krotl Synth has, especially in fields where data is scarce or sensitive.
Speaking of making AI more powerful, our next story is about a new development from OpenAI Simplified and Scaled Continuous Time Consistency Models, or SCMs for short.
Quite a mouthful, but it signifies a big leap forward in generative AI. Specifically, they're tackling the speed problem in those amazing diffusion models that create realistic images.
Okay, hold on. Not everyone may know what diffusion models are. Can you give us a quick explainer?
Of course. Imagine an AI model that takes a blurry, noisy image and gradually refines it until you have a clear, photorealistic picture. It's like magically bringing a picture into focus, and that's essentially what diffusion models do. The problem is they can be slow and computationally expensive. SCMs change that.
Got it. So diffusion models are like artists that take their time to create a masterpiece, and SCMs are giving those super speed boost.
A super speed boost is putting it mildly. SCMs make these models much, much faster. We're talking a 50x speed increase. They achieve this through a clever innovation called Trig Flow, which simplifies how time is handled in the model, leading to more stability and efficiency.
Wow, 50 times faster. Can you imagine how much time researchers and developers will save? They might actually get to sleep now.
Yeah.
But seriously, that kind of speed improvement opens up a whole new world of possibilities for generative AI.
It does. From creating high-resolution images and videos in a fraction of the time, to enabling real-time AI-powered design tools, the applications are endless. It's a game changer for sure.
You know, this whole episode seems to be about making AI faster, more efficient, and more accessible. And speaking of accessible, the last development we're covering today might be particularly interesting for those of you who dreamed of running those massive large language models on your own computer.
You're talking about NVIDIA's breakthrough in running these LLMs locally using just your RTX graphics cards, right?
You read my mind.
Yeah.
But wait, don't large LLMs usually require those super powerful servers to run? How can they possibly squeeze all that processing power on a regular desktop or laptop?
Traditionally, yes, you would need a server farm to run these massive models. But NVIDIA has come up with a brilliant solution they call GPU offloading. Imagine taking a large model and breaking it down into smaller pieces, then passing those pieces back and forth between your computer's CPU and GPU, like a relay race.
That's a fantastic analogy.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to run the entire model at once, they're basically dividing and conquering the workload.
Precisely. And this clever approach is allowing people to run these powerful LLMs locally, which opens up a world of benefits. First off, your data stays on your computer, so privacy is enhanced. Plus, you get real-time responsiveness, which is crucial for many applications. And of course, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for what people can do with AI.
I can already imagine all the cool things people are going to create with this technology. Personalized AI assistants, custom image generators, real-time language translation.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities are endless.
And don't forget the potential impact on education. Imagine students being able to run cutting-edge AI models on their own laptops, experimenting with natural language processing or building their own AI-powered apps. It's like giving everyone access to their own personal AI lab.
I love that. It's like AI is finally becoming democratized, becoming a tool that anyone can use. This is definitely one of those developments that has me feeling really excited about the future.
But before we get too carried away, let's take a moment to recap all the amazing AI developments we've covered today.
Sounds good. We started with MUSCLE, that clever technique for taming those annoying LLM updates that sometimes make things worse. Then we explored Acreal Synth, which lets us build custom AI training grounds with synthetic data. After that, we were blown away by OpenAI's SCMs, which are making those amazing diffusion models 50 times faster. And finally, we talk about how NVIDIA is making it possible for anyone with a decent computer to run large language models locally.
Wow, what a roundup. It really feels like AI is advancing at an incredible pace. So what does all of this mean for you listening right now? What should you be thinking about?
That's a great question. With AI evolving so rapidly, it's important to consider how these advancements might impact your life, both personally and professionally.
For example, think about this idea of running LLMs locally. This could be a game changer for independent developers, researchers, artists, basically anyone who wants to explore the power of AI without needing access to massive computing resources.
Exactly. It's like putting the power of a supercomputer in your pocket.
Huh.
And as these models become more efficient and accessible, we can expect to see even more innovative applications emerging in the near future.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. But you know what I'm most curious about? I'm curious to know what excites you most about AI right now. What areas are you particularly interested in, and where do you think AI will have the biggest impact in the coming years?
You know, that's a fantastic question, and one I'm happy to delve into. For me, it's the potential of AI to completely revolutionize healthcare. We already touched on how Creel Synth can be used to create synthetic data for training AI models to recognize rare skin cancers. But the possibilities go far beyond that.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And you know, this hits home for me because my grandmother struggled with a really rare neurological condition for years. It took forever to get a diagnosis, and even then the treatment options were limited. It makes you wonder how many other families are going through the same thing, you know?
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? And that's why I'm so excited about the potential of AI in healthcare. Imagine AI-powered diagnostic tools that can detect diseases earlier and more accurately than ever before. Or imagine personalized treatment plans tailored to your unique genetic makeup and lifestyle.
Whoa, hold on. Personalized treatment plans based on your genes? That sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? But it's closer to reality than you might think. AI could analyze your genetic data, medical history, and even your lifestyle choices to predict your risk of developing certain diseases and recommend preventative measures or early interventions.
That's incredible. It's like having a personalized health coach powered by AI.
Exactly. And think about the potential for drug discovery. AI could help us develop new therapies for currently incurable diseases by analyzing massive data sets of biological information and identifying promising drug candidates.
Okay, that's seriously mind-blowing. We're talking about potentially curing diseases that were once thought to be untreatable.
It's an exciting prospect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think healthcare is just one example. AI has the potential to transform countless industries, from transportation and energy to education and finance.
It's mind-boggling, right? But as we embrace these advancements, we also need to be mindful of the potential downsides. We need to make sure AI is developed and used responsibly.
Absolutely. Transparency, fairness, and accountability are paramount. We need to ensure that AI doesn't exacerbate existing inequalities or create new ones.
Couldn't agree more. It's a conversation we all need to be a part of, both as creators and users of AI. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to loop back to something we discussed earlier. MSCLE, that technique for mitigating those pesky model update regressions in LLMs.
Ah, yes, that ingenious solution to the problem of AI updates gone wrong. What about it caught your attention?
Well, got me thinking. If we can train AI to learn from its past mistakes and improve with each update, shouldn't we as humans strive to do the same?
You know, it's a good point. If AI can constantly learn and evolve, why can't we?
Exactly. It's like AI is showing us a path to self-improvement, a reminder that we should always be striving to be better versions of ourselves, just like those AI models.
That's a powerful thought, and it really speaks to the idea that AI can be a source of inspiration as well as innovation.
I think so too. And speaking of inspiration, that NVIDIA development we talked about, where people can run those big AI models on their own computers, that's got to be inspiring a whole lot of people right
Oh,
now.
absolutely. Imagine high school students, researchers, artists, anyone really with a decent computer suddenly having access to these incredible tools.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities. And, you know, this increased accessibility could also have a huge impact on smaller businesses and organizations.
Right. They can finally start competing with those big tech giants in the AI space.
Exactly. And that leads to more diversity, more innovation, and ultimately a better future for everyone.
I totally agree. But with all this talk about the exciting possibilities of AI, we also need to remember the importance of responsible development.
Absolutely. We need to make sure AI is used ethically, fairly, and transparently.
Transparency, fairness, accountability. Those are the key principles we need to keep in mind as we move forward with AI.
Couldn't agree more. We need to have those tough conversations and make sure AI benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
It's a responsibility we all share. But on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from those clever LLM updates to those mind-blowing SCMs and that incredible breakthrough from NVIDIA.
It's been quite a journey, and it's just a glimpse of what's to come in the world of AI.
It really feels like we're on the cusp of something truly transformative.
I think so too. And as we navigate this uncharted territory, it's more important than ever to stay informed, engaged, and involved in the conversation about AI.
So to all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this incredible adventure into the world of artificial intelligence.
And remember, the future of AI is in our hands. Let's make it a future we can all be proud of.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This is the AI Expert Podcast, signing off.